Wonderful. Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights, obviously followed by Heart and Soul. To Power, musically taking us out of the hour-long special, or just over an hour-long special, all about, obviously, Gertrude Bell. Written, of course, by Pete Thomas and dramatised by, well, Richard Pinkham, anyway. Is that right, Richard, with your team?
And recorded. Added the technical stuff.
online now, really providing the perfect setup for all sorts of things as our regular rural correspondent and font of knowledge when it comes to all sorts of other areas. Where in the world is she today? Well, we say those magical things. Minty Steed, are you indeed there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Cheers and applause, and rightly so. So where are you, Minty?
We should have been All About Dogs Lincoln, but we're not, due to the fact that Kane, and you have seen Dudley, you know, as Dudley's, and Dudley is barely half the size of Kane. He's the second largest St. Bernard in the whole world. He is missing.
No. This is the world.
True. He's missing. We can't find him. He was out enjoying himself. He never goes any further than just past a certain area. And there is no way he could get out. You could imagine the size of a hole if he's wandered off, couldn't you? And he weighs just a fraction under 20 stone. And all it said to people who can't quite visualise, you just think of a proper-sized Shetland pony, and you've got the size of him. And there is nowhere he could get out, and we are very deeply concerned and been out looking for him, and no sight of him yet.
Oh, we certainly obviously wish you well with...
wander.
No, exactly.
And he has damaged eyesight, you know, from what happened to him a few years ago, and he does have an area he feels very confident and happy to wander about in, but he doesn't wander off, and he couldn't. I mean, Lord above, if he could wander out, we couldn't keep half pony or anything in him, could we, the size of him? And it's very disconcerting.
Okay, well, so Kane is AWOL, and also, obviously, we have, Well, we had hoped that you'd be reporting live from the All About Dogs event, but never mind. That's okay.
We were looking over to the event where they have the large portable water tank, and they have a competition for the dog that can sort of jump the furthest into the water, the longest leap off the plank, as it were, into the water. And we're looking forward to the team having a go at that, because they do like their swimming. And, and we would have been doing that normally. And if not for any reason, if, say, the weather being dire down there or anything had caused that to be, we would have been alternatively at Newcastle for the Newcastle Plate, which is one of the largest races in the North.
Absolutely.
And we're neither north-east nor down at the moment.
Well,
I'm just worried because to look for Kane and get him back. What happened to that?
Okay, well, we'll send out positive thoughts on that and move
Thank
on it.
You.
I'll introduce you to our two studio guests that we have in the studio. I have Richard Pink. Richard, how would you define yourself? I mean, I've said playwright, well, sort of producer, audio producer. What's
I'm your... I'm a bit of an engineer, I suppose, in that I do the recording side of things and a bit of music and stuff.
Okay, so audio engineer, and more than just a bit of music. We just heard the hind end of the Gertrude Bell play. Some wonderful stuff there. Oh, dogs are there in the background. There's nice stuff there. These toffees all on form, which is great stuff. And and we also have Pete Thomas as well. Pete, of course, you wrote the play about Gertrude Bell. Now Minty is a bit of an expert, it has to be said, when it comes to matters to do with Gertrude Bell and all sorts of other areas, and the canines agree, which is rightly so.
The fact that does it come from one of those the old-fashioned ways of being married is very, very much younger, very well-bred wife, and much older, very well-established father. So when I talk about grandmama, I'm talking about someone of a much further back age, when you think my father could have been my grandfather, you understand? So we're going back. But my grandmama, she was a very good friend of Allenby. And of course, if you know anything about Gertrude Bell, you know all about Allenby, First World War, etc. And, my grandmama and I were very well indeed for many, many years, until the aspect of the way to divide up the land of the various areas that the tribal live in, as they used to be, and the lands that they roamed across. and he decided to split it up, should we say, more the fat sort of way of certain persons going off on their wanders. And my grandmama was very displeased about that, being a devout Wesleyan, and dividing up areas of Holy Land, and plus meddling with other people's ways of life, and she didn't like it, and we fell out very much so over it. And then, because of the Wesleyan, they then regenerated their friendship, but they agreed to differ on the subjects, and my grandmama was very forthright, and perhaps she even gave, because she did preach at times, and she actually did quite an amount of that about the land should have been better tended to than dividing up lines like that. And of course the same thing happened in Africa, did it not? Where people divided and ended up with one tribe too close to the other, etc. And where they had amenable ways of living, maybe was in and out and stealing each other as slaves from one thing and another over the many centuries that humankind's been on this earth. But did at least sort of more or less get on within, as long as it's straight into the people's boundary lines.
Okay, let's hold it there, Minty, for the moment. Pete, yeah. Can you just share with us once again, because it was from an academic point of view, you were doing an MA in World War One studies, is that right, at University of Birmingham? Share with Minty, and again a reminder for our listeners, how you got involved with the whole Gertrude Bell tale.
Well, it was just coming across a reference in relation to Gertrude, and I just started to follow that up with what information I could find and what biographies there were.
And you would find very much so that it's, you could say, how things are written may be the truth, but not quite what the truth then extends to doing, and it is very much a question of when you do something in this world, what lasting effect will it leave, you know? And so I think you've done very well having, I take it you won through in excellent art at the time you'd completed your efforts on Gertrude Bell. Did it come out right for you in the end? Did you get whatever you were achieving?
The play was very good, and obviously the MA was. But just share with us, Pete, what did your supervisor actually say from the academic point of view that he wanted to know about Gertrude? Because we talked about this over coffee, basically.
I think it was the old question about what happened with Gertrude in a relationship with Doughty Wiley.
Yeah. And what happened with Gertrude in a relationship with Doughty Wiley?
The name suits, doesn't it? But it's funny to think of the subject came up today, and I can see it doing so with everything about the First World War. And, of course, the coming to the time that had it not been for any student who had the wrong idea in his head, went off and shot a certain person, and that sent off all ramifications of World War One, didn't it? But it is in Proverbs that act wisely now, so goodness may prevail. So what you do now should be thought upon, that in years to come, will it allow goodness and will it allow things to be peaceful and right, rather than will it suit the moment and the purpose just for now, you know? So you're forgetting getting all that you aim for, and I wish you well and that you go on to far greater success in life, because you can always try, and if you try and go forward, who knows what you may succeed in doing, and perhaps one day we'll be hearing about being extremely famous.
I mean, Minty, he's speaking to yourself and myself on Southside Broadcasting. How much more famous can you get? Peter,
I know. But, I mean, we do have to be modest about these things,
don't we? Pete, just share with us, because how old are you at present, basically? Because if you don't mind me asking, because how long have you shared on the planet so far?
73
years. So you've been pursuing this for quite some time, really. And as we mentioned in the early part of the programme, you've had 30 years of research in terms of this. So
it must be getting on for that, yeah.
And is it something where, in essence, I've done everything that needs to be done on Gertrude Bell now, I'm putting it to one side for the next 30 years until I get into 103, I'm going to actually focus on something completely different?
I think so, yeah. It could well be.
supervised to do that. And 73, Alex, is no age.
No.
My great-grandmama, my great-grandmama decided to marry for the second time when she was 93.
Hallelujah.
She chose a 70-year-old because she didn't want an old one fluttering up the place.
And also,
I had in my family 10 great-uncles, and each one lived. The youngest F, we'll put it that way, was 98, and all the other 9 reached an age of 100, 102, 103, 104, and the eldest one was 105 when he died.
So there we are, CP. Lots of things to work through.
You're just a sapling, aren't you, really?
Exactly. Richard, any questions for Minty that you'd like to put from the point of view of the audio producer in terms of this? Because, I mean, clearly we should have had, you know...
I should have had a technical advisor, definitely. I think definitely if it goes to a next draft, I'll have to come and consult you and make some notes.
Because my grandmama was very forthright, and when she made the point she made it, and she would not have fallen out of Allenby if it hadn't been, she felt she was very right on it. And when most people used to say that a Tillabra Hun would have avoided her, I would have gone the long way around up past Wensleydale and down the other side, you know, rather than confront her, you know, because it would have given me my headache if nothing else. I'm dealing with her. She was very forthright in these things, and she'd always admit if she was wrong. But that's the benefit of having a much older father. You get to know actual history is real life to you, you see.
There you go. That's extraordinary. Pete, any questions you want to put to Minty about your research, or any sort of any things you'd like to sort of share with us at this stage about what you were sort of doing in terms of the analysis? I mean, we talked in the first part of the program about obviously the upcoming movie. That's we're not sure whether it is Nicole Kidman, who, if she goes the way she did with Grace of Monaco, as Richard Fitzwilliams would say, complete disaster. Although, you know, who knows? But still, what?
Sorry about that. He couldn't help it.
Yeah,
well. It's a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And I think Fitzwilliam put it very kindly.
Yeah, sure.
I think that was about the kindest statement could be made about it, and he must have had to swallow hard to say it.
Yeah, well, that's why we like to sort of use that like bookends of quality on this whole sort of system. Pete, anything you'd like to sort of add or share with us?
Well, I think it'd just be interesting to see a visual approach to Gertrude's story and what's gone on.
Yeah.
As we said, and we put a link to it via Southside Broadcasting, the play that we've just heard and that we've worked through, as well as being online, you have got lots of images that you've put up there as a backdrop on the YouTube channel. So it's worth sort of mentioning for that.
I think a marvellous idea would be to do whatever the next production about her is, to do it as it comes to you about what she did and who she was, etc. And then the second half after an intermission is what happened because of what she did. And it's still going on now, the war and the fighting. You cannot put diametrically opposite people, too close and too tight in and tie them into areas when such was not so. The area of land was large enough to accommodate for all and every one of them, and as long as they didn't rob each other's grazing or interfere with each other's water supplies, pretty well they got on within reason with each other. And now nothing will alter it unless you put it back to where it was before. They made their own areas. It wasn't for somebody else to come along and decide, no, you do it differently.
Interesting points, as ever, with respect to that. Lindsay, we know you're going to spend the rest of the day probably actually fretting slightly about the Kane, the dog, who I'm sure will turn up in all sorts of ways, so let's be positive about that.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to talk about in terms of where you're going country-wise or indeed race-course-wise over the next few days?
Yes, we have a fairish number of different directions when it comes to race course ways, of which I will be going to on the Monday, but believe me, if we can get there, we will. And all about dogs, I hope, is going very well down there in Lincoln. Up there, a very good day. Tomorrow, it is supposed to be Dogs Unleashed, because they're allowed to do agility courses and all sorts of things, so probably that will be the destination if all goes well. It just depends on the present circumstance. And thereafter that we come start to get into more of then the shows, you know, such as Hinderwell, etc., all sure. that type of show, which would be up and coming. And of course, we mustn't miss it. We have the Great Yorkshire, don't we, coming up?
Well, that's exactly so.
And Toppy has been invited with his yellow disability aid terrier jacket to go on one of the days to meet with whomsoever is wearing the yellow shirt for that day. For the very famous cycle ride that's going to come and start pouring into Leeds.
Are you referring to that French thing called the Grand Depart, the Tour de France thingy?
We do have to at least give credence to that they appeared in some of the potholes in the road.
Yeah, well.
Because they're coming.
Well, the other sort of
character. And one particular Frenchman who does the cycle race thought it was very, very dangerous because we have stone walls, Yorkshire stone walls, and he thought that was very, very dangerous indeed.
Mm. Well,
and I thought, well, if you can't learn to stay on your bicycle if you're doing a race like that, or you have a clash show, you should, because of the speed ratio, you should all fall down flat very quickly, shouldn't you? So if you're worried about a stone wall, I would advise staying in France then, wouldn't it? Or wherever you're from.
And that is the kind of no-nonsense attitude of which Gertrude Bell would have been proud. You know, that's the classic one. It's important for the sort of works all through that.
She was very good at being a damn good battle axe, going out and sorting things out, but it's just she didn't sort it out in the right way. That's what happened.
There you have it. Summed up in one. Minty, as ever, it's been a delight to connect with your good self.
Yeah.
We'll obviously continue with respect to that. So I take it you'll be okay for joining us at our usual sort of morning edition slot, 9 a.m. for
sirenonline.co.uk. Yes,
excellent.
Yes.
And I take it you've also had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us as well today.
Oh, definitely. And as I say, I do offer both of Polish Jones to 73-year-old. He definitely is no more than a mere sapling, and he's got loads of time ahead of him.
There we are,
you see. And if he gets married at 99, he'll be beating my great-grandma, won't he?
Looks like the kind of challenge would actually go through. I'm just actually pulling up an image of Toffee for the team to actually have a look at. I mean, guaranteed to get an R factor theirs will obviously be presented to the Grand Depart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And when we were at first, which was last year's meeting we attended, which is started this week, as soon as we went in, everyone knows now, and we've now achieved so much, should we say, status of being known at the racetracks. We don't even have to bother with tickets, we just go straight through security, let him straight through, and he goes and we follow behind, you know. Yeah, and it's come to that, and people come up, and when I was sorting out whether it would be Newcastle or not, immediately the person said, oh, she said, I know Toppy, she said, I've seen him on television, I know all about him, she said, of course, everyone will let him through, and I said, do check at the gates just in case someone says no dogs allowed, she said, I don't need to do that, she said, nearly all the security we have at the gates know him already.
There you are, you see. And nobody can impersonate Toffee. It's always important.
No. And do make note, I did say we, Jackie and I, we sort of follow along in his wake
you are his entourage, we're
just mere incidental, clearing the way for him, you know.
You are clearly his entourage. Menti, take care. It's been fabulous as ever. We'll speak next week.
Yes, definitely.
Sheeran and Rush Hour on Southside Broadcasting.podbean.com, possibly, or on the Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia. Okay, it is time for us to reach those final questions with our two very special studio guests today, studio engineer and author, and indeed just all-round wonderful folk. That, of course, would be Richard Pink and Pete Thomas. So, Pete, have you enjoyed your experience on the show? So?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good, particularly hearing from Minty.
Well, yes. So we always like to say the highlights. Was it what you were expecting, or what did you expect? Because I know you were quite by surprise when we said we'd play the whole play.
Well, I didn't expect to live to 99, but I'm looking forward to that.
Exactly. Set beyond from that whole sort of things. Richard, how have you found the whole experience?
I've found it very enjoyable indeed, yes.
See, it's been worth sending that text message on behalf of, you know, so, of course,
the whole
thing. Next exciting thing, of course, both of you will be back next week, and we'll be looking ahead, we'll be reflecting on some of your World War One studies work and a few other things. So obviously July is the precursor to obviously when it all kicked off tragically in August, from that point of view, so I think we'll look towards that. Richard, anything in mind in terms of audio commemorations or packages for that? I mean, any thoughts that
I'm waiting for Peter to write his next play about the PALS regiment, and looking forward to recording that. Possibly in Lincoln.
We might for next week. In fact, I might actually give you a little bit of homework, actually, gentlemen, given that you're coming next week, because I'll give you a little book called The Brothers, which was written by Ian Lennox, one of our ace authors, and it's centred on World War One, but actually two brothers, as the title might suggest, really.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance to have a little read through that, maybe we might like to sort of follow that through next week. So I'll give you a bit of homework as well. But listen, it's been fabulous touching base with a good self today, Richard Pink and Pete Thomas. Many thanks indeed. We'll see you again in a week. Time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.